Today is one of the most important days in our history. It makes us who we are, the Shia of Ali. When looking at the life of the Imam, the words that come to my mind are patience, perseverance, and resistance. Imam Ali has said, "Be an enemy of tyrants and oppressors, and be a friend and helper of those who are oppressed." True followers of the Imam are those who stand strong in the face of aggression, who fight against oppression. So allow me to take you with me to find who the true followers of the Imam are in our time. I'll start a couple of years back. Let's go to Syria. Let's go to the time when they were bombing the daughter of Zahra. Step by step, I walk with you and witness the soldier saving her shrine. With help from the divine, they were able to overcome their enemy even though they were less in number. Every Shaheed has his own story. I learned a lot from Shaheed Mohsen Hujaji. These are the individuals who are the true followers of Ali. Let's fast forward a couple of years to the assassination of Haj Qasim Soleimani. Step by step, I walk with you and witness his service for the oppressed. Step by step, I walk with you and witness how he led his life up to the point of his martyrdom. Shaheed Qasim said, "Shart Shaheed Shudan Shaheed Budanast. To die as a Shaheed, you must live like one." Qasim in name and Qasim in nature. His name was Qasim. He was killed like Qasim, yearning for martyrdom until he finally got it. Sardar Soleimani had lifted the veil so that he could see. He was able to flee from the constraints of this world. These are the individuals that are the true followers of Ali. Many events have happened since Sardar's assassination, but I want to come back to the present. Step by step, I walk with you to see the destruction in Palestine, to see the innocent children dead on the floor, burned bodies, and demolished homes, to walk around and see a father holding his beheaded baby in his arms, a mother trying to find her family in the rubble. I walk with you to enter the hospitals where screams and cries are the only sound we can hear. I walk with you to see a little girl crying because her whole family has been killed. I walk with you in the empty streets that were once filled with color and laughter. And as we put one ear to the Arab countries of this world, we just hear complete silence. Silence is the only answer to the cries of the children in Palestine, complete silence. But as we turn our ears in the opposite direction, I hear the sound of resistance. I hear the sound of a changing history. I hear the sound of Ali, and I notice that it is only those who love Ali, who follow him and internalize his message, that are doing something about this. The Palestinian resistance fighters, Sipah in Iran to Hezbollah in Lebanon and Ansarullah in Yemen. So as we celebrate Eid al-Ghadir on this day, let us also celebrate the accomplishments of these soldiers. Let us make a promise to God that we will be with those who fight against the Yazidis of today, that we will support those who are the Husseins of today, and that we will be a part of those who can be physically and mentally free so that we can be on the right side of history. And let us send our du'as to those who continue to fight and stand strong on the path of God, which means to my leader in Iran, a true follower of Ali, Ayatollah Sayyid Khamenei, I send my salams. I send my respect, my support, and my life to him. In the words of Sayyid Hassan in Lebanon, Inna imamana wa qaidana wa sayyidana wa azizana wa husaynana fi hadha zaman huwa sama'a du'ayat Allah al-Uzma al-Imam al-Sayyid Ali al-Husayni al-Khamenei. Labbaik to the ones who continue to give sacrifices for our ummah. Labbaik to the defenders of Sayyidah Zainab. Labbaik to the mujahideen of Yemen. We say labbaik, labbaik, labbaik till our very last breath. God loves those who fight with strong roots. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الَّذِينَ يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِهِ صَفًّا كَأَنَّهُمْ بُنْيَانًا مَرْصُوصٌ.